Blessings and
Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're meriting to stay alive in this most existential of moments. With the intent of being configured eternally, toward Chaim, instructions of life, toward Chesed, instructions of kindness, towards the Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You now tune into Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly assert this is the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class number 717, A Prophet's Instructional Prayer, Part 2. Blessed is our eternal Creator, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. All 7.5 billion human beings gleaming and streaming within the creation, this generation, to each and every nation. This is, in fact, Anti-Eugenics Radio. With Creator's help, our next broadcast, which is taking place right now, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization, will focus upon a teaching which really is a prayer that was uttered by Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu HaNavi, and revealed via the Holy Zohar. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. And before we proceed further, I would like to mention that today's humble effort is dedicated towards the Ilah Nishmat, the elevation of the soul, and beloved mother-in-law, Rivka Fatuna Aliyah Shalom Bas Daniel, Olav Shalom, also towards the elevation of the soul of Eliyahu Ben Menachem Mendel, Hashem Nikam Domo, and as well, Havda Ben Chaim L'Chaim, for Teichof Miyad, Refu Shlema, complete healing, for Nisim Ben Yafa Georgette. This is the prayer of Elijah the prophet. It's called Pasach Eliyahu, that he opened up with pronouncements about the uncompounded unity of Creator, also identifiable from the Hasidic teachings of a Hasidic mimer discourse delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe over 60 years ago. This uncompounded, simple unity within godliness, creators, Elokuso Yisperech, his godliness, divinity, is called the Or Ein Sof, the light of the infinite one. Now, concerning, and we're gleaning here teachings from the Zohar, and specifically from the elucidations in a wonderful book called Matok Davash, Udvadavash, sweet and honey, the sweetness of the honey. All prayers penned by our prophets were written with divine inspiration, Ruach HaKodesh, or the spirit of prophecy, Ruach HaNavuah. Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu HaNavi, wrote about 10 divine conduits known as tikkunin, so-called for their purpose is to bring rectification, maintenance for all types of worlds. These tikkunim have the divine role of guiding all types of worlds, empowered by the power of the emanator to reveal within all types of worlds a ray, a shimmering of the infinite Creator, may he be blessed and revealed, that human beings are privy to ascending levels of awareness of Creator's presence upon and within this blessed earth. These tikkunim are likened to, via allegory, via human speech, or how human speech reveals human thought. For tikkunin, when also known as sfirot, reveal as human speech, reveals the thought of the one above. As well, what is revealed through human speech, ultimately when it's configured to the true one Creator, there is a revelation and the power and desire of the infinite light of the infinite one. May he be blessed. With this being considered, blessed souls, we should take into consideration that there is a process by which human speech, human thought, and human action must find some sort of practicality within such a prayer by Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu Navi. And therefore, there we turn to a Hasidic discourse that was delivered in Tuf Resh Nun Ches, which I believe corresponds to 5,698 years, excuse me, 5,658 years blazing and grazing to the creation, corresponding to 1897. And the elucidation I'd like to share with you is coming from the fifth Chabad Rebbe, Rebbe Dovber, Shalom Dovber of Lubavitch, who lived from 1860 until he went to the next level of life in 1920. So what the Rebbe Rishab, as he's known as, he wants us to understand that we mentioned tikkunim. Tikkunim in the previous presentation were these divine entities, vehicles by which the creation is maintained through a divine symmetry, which are also associated with the name Sfirot. But before we get into further elucidation concerning the idea of what are the distinctive properties that establishes the name Tikkunin in distinction to the Sfirot, in particular the Yud Sfirot, the Ten Sfirot, the Rebbe Shab wants us to understand that a prefatory elucidation is needed to understand Mahus Anefesh, the essence of soul. For just as we mentioned in our first presentation, that the godly light is a Or Pashut, is an uncompounded light, meaning it is something which is emanating from the source of this light, the source of this revelation, the source of this energy. So too, the human soul at some microcosmic level will bear certain qualities which make it appear to be some sort of microcosmic approximation of the divine light of the Creator. For the Rebbe Shah wants to know that the soul, we consider nefesh, from within its own perspective, is a uncompounded, simplified light, meaning it is not something which has been grafted together by forces other than, ultimately, the uncompounded, simple will, divine will of Creator. Therefore, when we look at the soul from the perspective of itself, we do not have to differentiate within soul itself the qualities of intellect and emotional potentialities. But at the same time, too, we must take into consideration that intellect and midos and emotional attributes, seichel and midos, as described in the Sefer Shobenenim, the book of the intermediates, the book of the intermediates, also known as the Tanya, or Lakutei Moharim by the first Chabad Rebbe, Harav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, that intellect and emotions, seichel and midos, they in fact are garments for the soul, which would imply the soul is compounded and enriched by the fact that it carries with itself some sort of quality of garment or garments. Three intellectual attributes and seven emotional attributes. Which is to assert, even though just before that we said that the soul is something which is an Or Pashut, at the same time too, we can attribute to the soul that it does in fact have seichel and midos. It has intellect and emotions. But the Rebbe Shab responds again. Again, everything has its own context with which we can get a better understanding of this matter being discussed in Torah, how much more so in Panimus Torah. When we say the soul is in possession of Seichel and Midos, we're not talking about the essence and being of the soul that is unto itself. I mean, as a pure created emanation of Creator, it has no need for intellectual properties or emotional properties. But from another perspective, from the outer dimension of soul, as it is appointed a mission, a shlichut, a tafchid, a purpose, it can be distinguished from within itself qualities or characteristics which can be called intellectual or seichel or emotional potentialities or emotional prowess or emotional talents called midos. So when we talk about the idea of garments of the soul, because garments of the soul can be, so to speak, teased out of this idea of soul, of nefesh, therefore they can bear the title as the essence of the soul. But where we say that intellect and emotional prowess or potentialities are considered to be the essence of the soul, this can only be said within, again, another context of three external, more identifiable attributes of each and every human being. Namely, where we call the intellect and the emotions of the human soul as the essence of the soul, that's in relation to the outer garments, which are called machashava, thought, dibor, speech, and maisa, action. For the garments, the soulful garments of thought and speech and action are considered to be separated garments, which correspond to olamot abeyah, the worlds of bria, yitzir, nesiyah, the worlds of thought and speech and action. So where Prophet Elijah, Eliyahu HaNavi, comes to establish for us that even though the Creator has an uncompounded unity which is not dependent on any sort of emanations, entities, which could be also called creations or emanations, this is referring to where the worlds of thought, speech, and action are being considered, brought into the conversation. But when we talk about a person's innate intellectual talents or properties or their emotional talents, emotional properties, these are going to be garments that are not, cannot be separated from the soul itself. But that rather, the intellectual and emotional prowess of any and every human being is to be perceived as vessels, just as there are vessels within the world of intellect, and there's a tonal unity within the world of intellect, also all known as the a yuchad alah, an upper level unity. And behold, that within context of garments, as we just mentioned before, blessed soul. So we have two general categories of garments. We have the levush nifrad, the garment which is separate, and the levush mechubar, and the garment which is connected to that which it is connected to. So the example of levush nifrad could be understood through a physical allegory, just like we have physical human clothes suitable to put on our human bodies. The socks that we wear on our feet, the shoes that we have on our socks, the pants that we wear, the other undergarments which are put on before we put on our pants, the t-shirt that we put on if we wear a t-shirt, our tzitzis, if we wear tzitzis, and then our shirt, then our jacket, then we put a hat on our head if we possess such an item. These are outer garments. They're physical garments, and they can be exchanged one for another, because the garment of the sock and the pants and the undergarments and the t-shirt and the shirt or the tzitzis and the hat or even a pair of glasses, they don't have a unity with the essence of the person, but they are serving as vehicles for the outer expression of human being, meaning his or her physicality. So therefore, what happens is the essence of who we are as human beings is concealed and hidden within the physical garments that we wear. I mean, there's the old axiomatic statement that clothes make the man. We could say, the clothes make the woman. But really, it's concealing up of essence of men and essence of woman as basically a template, a landscape for human being, he or she, to express themselves through the clothes that they wear. And great attention is given to what type of clothes that we should be wearing in the Jewish code of law. Now, this whole idea of a lavush mechubar, a garment which is connected, is like our bodies. I don't want to see any parts of my body, whether it be the tips of my toes or my ankles or my shin bone or my thigh or my torso or my arms or my head. I don't want to see them exchanged with other garments. That's what distinguishes myself as a human being, who I am, and so too by you. No one wants to exchange their current set of limbs for another set of limbs, because it is attached to us and defines us as who we are. And enclosed within that is our human soul, the animating soul, the Nefesh Bahamas, sometimes called the Nefesh Chiyunis, the Nefesh Siklis, the intellectual soul, the Etzema Nefesh, that as well. These are things that we cannot exchange, but we can elevate them. And if we make the wrong choices, we can also cause them to descend in places we don't want to go to for any sustained period of time. Now, what is the causative factor, ultimately, blessed souls, that there is a connection, a very deep connection, in the time of the redemption, afterwards, in Lasi Lavo, in the world to come, we'll see an eternal connection between a particular soul and a particular body. This comes through the agency of what is known as the Or Ein Sof HaSovid Kol Almin, the light of the infinite light of Creator, which encompasses all worlds equally at any one moment within the context of time, as we human beings understand time. Meaning, the same energy force that is enlivening me in one part of the planet is enlivening you and you and you in South Africa, in South Korea, in Uzbekistan, and in Chico, California, or in Moscow, or in Bolivia, or in Kingston, Jamaica. There's a source of vitality which equally enlivens all these different parts of the world simultaneously as even I'm talking. Because when we talk of the context, of the Or Ein Sof, which is Sof HaOmein, the infinite life of Creator, which encompasses all the world, it can do wondrous things to connect the realm of spirituality, Ruchnius, to Gashmius, to physicality. When you have this type of connection and this type of unity within body and soul, soul and body, and souls and bodies all around the planet, we can't exchange our bodies for other bodies, blessed souls. This is the body that we have, because our bodies are uniquely configured to our human soul, our animal soul, our intellectual soul, our soul essence. And all that constitutes what we call Adam, man, also referring to woman. Now, the soul that we possess from within its own perspective is called nefesh ha'adam, the soul of man, also the soul of woman. And the guf, nikra, basar adam, and the body of human being is called the flesh of man or the flesh of woman. When there is a connection between body and soul, the soul of man or the body, the flesh of man, we call it man, which includes woman. In a classic work of Sadia Gaon, he teaches us that man has the species of man has included within man as species male and female. And within that context, every human being has a level called male and female. How is every human being called male? By the fact that we have a soul. How is every human being possessing a female quality? By the fact that every human being has a body. So when there is a unity between body and soul within each every human being, there is in fact connection between male and female. The male part of the human being is the soul part of the human being. The female part of the human being is the bodily part of the human being. And therefore the soul, which is of the masculine quality, effectuates that within the body. The female quality of the human being, regardless of their actual gender, he or she, can be affected by the body. Now, hopefully in these few minutes that we took to elucidate at a very beginner's level, blessed souls, this will engender within you, wherever you may be, a feeling that you want to learn more about the inner dimension of Torah as it applies to this concept or subject matter of the prayer of Elijah the prophet called Pasach Eliyahu, that Elijah the prophet opened up with a prayer. And may we continue our endeavors to learn the inner dimensions of Torah, Panimiyat Torah, to explain the inner dimensions of human existence in a way that we should be all be faithful stewards upon this blessed earth. Remove hatred, jealousy, and competition which is not needed. As we all seek to configure with our divine image to help us get out in scrimmage to make this world more sustainable, each and every one. May this transpiring way of a Havachad, one love, Gorlachad, one destiny, Kulanu follows, but Darkin Om Darki Shalom, a pleasant and peaceful way. And as your international, local, cyberspace Torah activist, Don Zussi Goodman, it is my obligation to share with each and every one of you that I've got to be good, you've got to be good, we all have to be good, because it is teva tova heiti. It is the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator, who is the source of all of our goodness, waits so patiently for us to activate this potentiality. I'd like to end off that we see speedily in our days the full revelation in the prophet Joel, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. V'hoya achrichen eshboch es ruchi akob besar v'nivu b'neichem v'noseichem zichnechem chalomos v'yachal lomun b'achurechem chazyonos yiru. After that, I will pour my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. V'gam al avadim v'ashvochos, v'yamim mahema eshboch es ruchi. And I will even pour out my spirit upon male and female servants in those days. As is known, as we are in Parshas B'shalach, blessed souls, that after the splitting of the Red Sea, our sages of Israel, with the Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, taught us that what a female servant collaborating with the children of Israel at the time of the final stage of leaving Egypt, Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, what the typical Shifcha, female servant, saw at the splitting of the Red Sea, even the great prophets in later generations did not merit to. So we see, it's not just about how great a person is, it's how much he or she is willing to humble their spirit, their heart, their desires, their hatred, to sublimate their jealousy out of their existence as much as they can, because we know it's not easy. But these are the type of revelations that are being broadcast to us from the future, which were actually originally broadcast to us from thousands of years ago. So with that being said, blessed souls, everyone have a pleasant and peaceful evening. If it's now evening time when you're hearing this program, or more likely than not, you'll be listening to the archive version, or good morning, good afternoon. Let's all be safe. When we realize the Creator is here to make it a better world for all of us, we just have to buy into the plan and actualize all of our human potentials. Take care, everyone.